Good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, Tom at Cheeseburger Festival. That's quite the circus. I knew somebody that lived down there, lived close to town, and we go there occasionally. And yeah, it's just a zoo, but it's fun. It's fun, you know. If you like that kind of stuff, it was fun. I like that kind of stuff. But I need a new roof on my barn, so I've been getting quotes. And I just had, the barn's 30 by 40 foot barn. And need a new shingles on it, because these ones that are on it, the barn was built in 87. It's got the original shingles on, so it's like, what, 38 years old, something like that. But they're not in really bad shape. I mean, well, yeah, they're in bad shape, but they don't look bad shape from the ground. I think I got one shingle missing, and the ridge vent got a couple leaks in it, but just a pinhole type thing. So anyways, the last one I had today, the guy was here for like almost 2 hours. No, it was 2 hours. And, man, he started out at $25,000 to roof that barn. And I've got one chimney coming out of there for, you know, for a gas furnace. That's it. And he got it finally down at $22,000. I'm thinking, no way. That's almost twice as much what it cost me to do my house 3 years ago. But anyways, I entertained him for a while. But then I finally said, no, that's just way too much. That's way too much money. But it was quality material that he was showing me, you know. Definitely, don't get me wrong, it was good stuff. But, man, I just can't believe he wanted that much compared to some of the other quotes I got. You know, some of them were high. You know, I had another one for 15. But I got one more quote coming up, and I think this guy I'm going to pick is this guy here. He's been doing a lot of work around the area here, and everybody likes his work, so probably have him do it. But that's it for this round. Back to Net Control, KPR.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk out of the wallet. Mini, KDAPZ, you're up. Stand by, Rip.
Well, good evening, W8DW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight. Got a good net going. Anyway, not doing too much. I cleaned out my bird bath today and put some fresh water in it. And I looked out there a little while ago, and there was three or four birds in there taking a bath. So they really enjoyed the fresh water. Other than that, I haven't been doing too much. This week is kind of a lazy week. Next week is going to be a little busier. So this is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. Yeah, the birds need the water. The birds and the other varmints around here. I haven't seen my raccoon lately, though. I don't know what happened to him. I was going to put the trap out for him, but I haven't seen him, so we're just holding off on that. Rick, KCVOA, you're up. I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody is doing well. Had a wonderful weekend up north this last week. Went up camping for 3 days. And, folks, the color is changing, so seasonal change is coming on us quick. I noticed a few trees changing up there and so forth. So that's where'd the summer go, that's for sure. Later this week, Friday night, we have a movie playing at church. It's open to everyone. It's going to be going from 6 until about 8 o'clock. The movie's called The Forge. You're all welcome. And other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, and I am one and done. So 73, KC8BOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. It's 73 to you. Have a good one. Have a good week and a good time there on Friday. Okay, it's WADW, Santa Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net tonight? Please call now.